From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. 5 U.S. states hold presidential primary elections Tuesday. Voters in Connecticut, Delaware, Maryland, Pennsylvania, and Rhode Island are expected to give a majority of convention delegates to frontrunners Donald Trump, a Republican, and Hillary Clinton, a Democrat. Trump got some good news Tuesday when the NBC News Survey Monkey poll released figures that indicate he has 50% support from Republican voters. Trump's challengers, Texas Senator Ted Cruz and Ohio Governor John Kasich, lost ground in the survey, finishing double digits behind him. Spain's King Felipe met Tuesday with political leaders in a last-resort attempt to break an electoral deadlock. The king concluded that none of the political parties has enough support to form a government and that the nation will have new elections on June 26th. The vote will be a rerun of an inconclusive election held last December. The United States deployed F-22 fighter jets to Romania as a sign of support for NATO's Eastern European allies facing aggression from Russia. The fighter jets landed on Monday at an air base in the country's southeast. A U.S. statement says F-22s possess sophisticated sensors allowing the pilot to track, identify, shoot, and kill air-to-air threats before being detected. They also have significant capability to attack surface targets. South Sudanese rebel leader Riek Machar returned to the capital Tuesday and took the oath as the country's top vice president. Machar's arrival raises hopes that the government and rebels will implement a peace agreement signed last year. South Sudan has gone through 30 months of civil war. This is VOA News. An al-Qaeda-affiliated group has claimed responsibility for the killing of a Bangladeshi gay activist and his friend. Ansar al-Islam said on Twitter that it killed Shulhaz Manan and Tanay Mujum Dar on Monday, calling the two pioneers of practicing and promoting homosexuality in Bangladesh. U.S. spokesman Josh Earnest expressed condolences to the family of the two men.
Mr. Manan set an example of dignity, courage, and selflessness, and his legacy will live on in the causes that he championed.
Several witnesses told police that the assailants shouted Allahu Akbar while fleeing. The killings resemble the murders of several secular bloggers and activists in Bangladesh over the past few years. A jury in Britain Tuesday ruled that 96 football fans who were killed in Britain's worst sports disaster were unlawfully killed. The jury blamed their deaths on police actions and poor stadium design. Pete Weatherby is a lawyer representing 22 of the bereaved families.
It was no accident. It was no natural phenomenon. It was caused by catastrophic human failure, a failure to learn from past warnings and near misses, a failure of the club, the engineers, the licensing authorities to ensure a safe stadium and safe operation of that stadium.
The ruling was the result of new inquests into the disaster at a 1989 semifinal match between Liverpool and Nottingham Forest. Tuesday marks the 30th anniversary of the Chernobyl nuclear accident in which an explosion at a power plant near the town contaminated a wide area with radiation. Addie Roach of the Chernobyl Children International Organization says the tragedy lingers.
Chernobyl is not from the past. Chernobyl is sadly forever. The impact of that single shocking nuclear accident cannot be undone.
Addie Roach. A federal judge has upheld a North Carolina law requiring voters to show photo identification at the polls. Tuesday's ruling by U.S. District Judge Thomas Schroeder in Winston-Salem is a victory for Republicans who contend the law is needed to prevent voter fraud. Some Venezuelans were surprised Monday by rolling four-hour electricity blackouts. The blackouts are due to a drought that has rendered hydroelectric power plants nearly useless. A poll released Tuesday indicates 6 out of 10 Brazilians believe a new election could resolve the country's political crisis. The Ibope poll shows 62% of Brazilians want President Dilma Rousseff and Vice President Michel Temer to step down so a new election can be held. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.